Without the davening, without having to daven for it the day before, daven, except, sorry, without having to accept it in davening the day before. Fligi b'ha Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. It's a machlokes Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. V'chad Amar once says, Yiyaser. V'chad Amar Yiyaser. Once as we read it, Yiyaser, he can make himself aser. V'chad Amar Yiyaser, he'll be aser. Yiyaser, he asered himself. Manda Amar Yiyaser, Kidi Amrinan, the one who says Yiyaser, like we already said, it's coming to say that he can if he accepts it in davening. Lamanda Amar Yiyaser, but to the Manda Amar that says Yiyaser, he'll be Usser. So, Mahi, what is that? What is it coming to tell me? The Tanya, it means, like we taught in the Braisa, the Megillas Tanis, regarding Megillas Tanis. Ko Inish the Yeseh Aloy Mekadamas Dana Yiyaser. Oh, the Tanya, but Megillas Tanis, it says Megillas Tanis, Ko Inish, the Yesialoy, Mekadamas Tana Yiyaser, that line, that anybody who previously accepted upon himself the Tanis Yiyaser, he'll be Yasser. Ketzad, how is that? Yachid, Shekibu Olav Sheni V'chamishi. A Yachid who accepts upon himself the fast. Every Monday, Thursday, Shekol Lashana Kula of the entire year. V'iru Bam Yomim Toivim Maksuvin B'Megillas Tanis. And they happen to fall out on days that are written in Megillas Tanis that it's a Yantiv, we don't fast on those days. Right, some of those days might come out on a Monday or Thursday. So im nidro kodem ligzeraseinu, yavdil nidro eskezeraseinu. If his acceptance of the fast preceded our decree that you cannot fast on this day, then he will his neder stands. It'll be our gezera, i.e., he can fast on that day. But im gezeraseinu kodemis lenidro. But if the our gezera, i.e., we decreed that that day you cannot fast before he made his neder, in general, of not fasting on a Monday, Thursday, Tevatel Gezeira Seinu as Nidro, our Gezeira will beat his neder, and he cannot fast on that day. And the idea here is because Megillas Tanis was, as different events happened, there could have been in this year a tremendous Yeshua, a tremendous salvation, a miracle happened. And they said, well, we're from here on out not going to fast on this day. Another year this event happened. Okay, this is a new special day. We can't fast on this day. So, I mean, the Megillas Tanis wasn't established in one period. I mean, it goes through a long period, a very, very long overlap of time, of different events that happened. So it could be a person made his neder at a time when this day hadn't yet been decreed in Megillas Tanis as a yontif. If his neder preceded the decree, he will continue and they conflict. His neder stands. If his neder did not precede the decree, he has to keep the rules of Megillas Tanis and not fast on that day. And that's what it's coming to say, Yiyaser. That's the chiddush there, that if he accepted it previously, Yiyaser atzma he'll be aser. And what that means is if he accepted it previous to the Gezeira, that's the chiddush. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Honestly, if anyone's not, it feels like that wasn't totally clear, that's what Rashi gives us to work with. So, I mean, that's as clear as I'm going to go with it. I don't have it clearer than that. It is a kind of, what is it, yaser. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ad masai oichu v'shoise at shiel emar l'shachar. This is actually the most nogel halach l'maisa question posed in our sugya, is ad masai oichu v'shoise. We see that in the Tanis, you can eat until the morning, right? You only have to fast during the day in a normal Tanis. So until when can you eat and drink? Adi shiyala amad ha-shachar divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says up until alos ha-shachar, up until the break of day, dawn. Rebbe Eliezer bar Shimon Omer ad kros ha-gever. Alos ha-shachar means like the first like rays of light are shining. You can't actually see the sun rising. Nates is the sun actually starts to rise. So once Rebbe says, until Alos HaShachar, you can eat. Until Amar HaShachar, you can eat. Rebbe Eliezer bar Shimon Omer ad Karos HaGever. Until the first time, Rashi speaks out, that the rooster crows. The first crow of the rooster, then you have to stop. Okay. Which is probably before Alos HaShachar. Amar Abaye. Lo Shonu Ela Shilu Gomar Sudaso. Ava Gomar Sudaso Eno Oichol. This only means where he started eating. You have to know how early he started, but he started eating according to Abaye, and he didn't bench. But once he had a suda at night, and he benched already, he's finished. That's it. He already benched. Then he's done, right? Then that's the end. If he doesn't bench and he's eating the whole night and he keeps going and then pizza and then this and then it becomes close to Krosa Gever Omid Hashachar, then we have our machlokas. Well, when do you stop? But if he benched already, he's finished. That's a bias rule. He can't go back and eat. Once you bench, you've stopped eating.
You save it. How long before?
I would assume from the beginning of the night, but I don't know. I don't know. We don't pass in the bias, so it's not. It's not. I mean, the Mefarshim might discuss it, but I didn't look it up. He's so we say, Rashi and Tosis don't discuss it. So we say, Isave Rabbo, Rabbi asked the question, Gamar va'amid, hareza oichol, that we see the Brisa says that if he finished any eating and he benched and he got up, hareza oichol, he can still go back and eat. Not like you said, Abaye. So Abaye says, Hesem kishalo silik, that's saying that even though he benched, he didn't actually remove anything from the meal. The meal's still there, the food's still there, he just benched. So you need birchas mazon and silik. According to Abai is adding here, you need to have benched and taken away the food. Once you benched and took away the food, then that shows that you're finished. But even if you benched, but you left the food out, Abai would say that that's not really called a stop in the eating, a finish to the eating, and therefore we would then still continue until Alisa Shachar or Ad Kros Hagever. Okay. Ikid the Amre, some say that Amar Rava. Rava had said, this that we say, can you eat until Kros Hagever, Amar Hashachar, that's only if he didn't sleep. But if he slept, he cannot eat. Once you sleep, you go to sleep, you can't eat anymore. But if he says that if you slept and you got up, you can eat. You can still eat. There it's where he was dozing off. He wasn't sleeping, he was misnamnim. He was napping. That's what you call it, napping. But he's in and he's out. Heichidami misnamnim. What is called misnamnim? Amar Ravashi. Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. It's if he's sleeping, but not totally sleeping. He's awake, but he's not totally awake. He's in that in-between stage. How do we define that? The karaleva ani, that if you call him, he'll respond. Velo yoda adure svara. Here Rashi explains what it means is that velo yoda adure svara is to say that if you ask him anything that requires any thinking through, he's not going to be able to go through. He's not going to be able to tell you. But v'kimitker elei mitker. When you remind him, he'll say, yeah. You say, is this how you do it, this and this and this? He'll say, yeah, that's how you do it. He'll remember how to do it. That's called in the middle. You say his name, he'll respond to you. You call him, he'll respond. But he won't be able to give you any answer on anything that requires any thinking. But if you tell him that which requires thinking, he'll remember maybe the next step, or remember what you're talking about. Know what you're talking about. Okay. That's the most halacha l'maisa, so we're just going to speak that out real quick. The halacha here is, Tavkuf Samach Dalid, that this applies to a Tanis Tzibur or a Tanis Yochid. This is true in general. Paskin Rava, that if you slept, then you have to stop eating. The halacha is the following. With eating, you have to stop if you slept the Shinas Keva, if you really fell asleep. If you, however, are Masna, you say, I plan on eating later before Alos HaShachar, you make it tonight to eat, then you can continue eating until afterwards. Drinking, best to make it tonight for drinking also, but if you don't, especially if you normally drink, when you wake up in the morning, you take a water, whatever, then for sure you can drink until Alos HaShachar, we pass in Amad HaShachar, Achiel Amad HaShachar. So fine, that would be the halacha. The shaila is also, what if he falls asleep in the middle of a meal? He's in the middle of the meal, and he fell asleep. That's an interesting shaila, and most say that there's a debate on it, that if he fell asleep in the middle of the meal, and he didn't make it tonight to eat later, some say, well, he's in the middle of the meal, so clearly he intends to keep eating, so it's like he made it tonight. But it's like you said, I plan on eating later. So it's yesh lahakel, but somebody who's machmir in that situation, not to continue eating tavala bracha, that's the basics. Okay, let's continue. Amarav, Kohen Amarav. Yochid, Shekibbol of Tanis, Aser Ben Ilas Asandol. A Yochid who accepts upon himself a Tanis. An individual who accepts upon himself a Tanis, Stam. He doesn't say a Tanis Yochid. I'm accepting upon myself a Tanis. He's Aser to wear leather shoes. Cheshinan, Shem a Tanis Tzibor, Kibbol of. Now, Rechoshish, maybe what he accepted upon himself was the equivalent of a Tanis Tzibor. We find later on that there will be Tanis Tzibors in our next Mishnah on our Daf, that there will be cases of a Tanis Tzibor where they are usher to wear leather shoes. So when I say I'm accepting upon myself a Tanis, if he accepts it Stam, he would be usher like in a Tanis Tzibor.
Yachad is able to accept himself upon himself.
He's able to accept upon himself a neder that would have the halachas of a Tanis Tzibor if he wants to. So that's what we say here. Heichi Leovid, so what should he do? Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Lema Hachi. He should say the following. Lamacher Elefanecha Batanis Yachid. He should say tomorrow I'll be before you in a Tanis Yachid. Speak out the words Tanis Yachid. Tanis Yachid. I.e., like we saw already, that the Tanis Yachid, the Yechidim fast already from Yudzayim Archeshvan, and they don't do any of the Chemisha Inuyim. They don't have Ni'ilas Asandal, that's not Usr to them, wearing shoes is Mutter to a Yachid. Tzibor, then we'll find Tanis Tziborim, where that's Usr. So he should speak out, Tanis Yachid. Amrule Rabbanan Rav Sheshes, Hoko Chazinan Rabbanan de Mesaime Masnayu. We saw the Rabbanan. And this is really something that probably should be going on our next Mishnah. There will be cases in the next Mishnah, just to give you a heads up. After those three Tanesim of Sheni, Chamishi, Vesheni, that they, Monday, Thursday, Monday, that they would fast, beginning, the community would fast, beginning on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, they would then have more fasts if the rain didn't come. Communal fasts. Those communal fasts were Usher in the five Inuyim of Yom Kippur. Those communal fasts were like Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, V'chulu, as far as what you can and cannot do. So you can't wear leather shoes during those fasts. Amrli Rabbanan Rav Sheshes, the Rabbanan Tom Rav Sheshes, Hoka Chazin, the Rabbanan de Mesayim Masnayu, V'asu LeBeit Hanisa. I saw the Rabbanan that they were wearing shoes, and they came to the Tanis, and they were wearing leather shoes. Ikbid, V'yamalahu Dema Meichel Nami Yachol, what are they not keeping the Tanis? Again, this would be referring to one of those Tanisim where they wouldn't wear, where they would be Asr B'chemisha Inuyim. And he says, what are they also eating? What, they're not keeping the Tanis at all? What's going on? He was very upset about this. What was the reason for the Rabbanan? We'll see in a second. Just keep that in mind. Abai Varava, so what would Abai Rava do? Ma'ailei kimasane apanta. Abai and Rava, they would wear shoes that didn't have any soles. Tosa speaks out, that's what that means. They would wear shoes without soles, and that's permissible to do even when you can't wear leather shoes. You can wear leather shoes without a sole. Right? Ma'ailei kimasane apanta. Maremar v'marzutra machalfe the yamina l'smol of the smol yamina. Maremar v'marzutra, what would they do? It's uncomfortable to walk without shoes. He would switch. He would wear the right one on the left foot and the left one on the right foot. And that would, you know, that would hurt. Rabbanan de Beirav Oshi Nafke Kirachayu, and the Rabbanan de Beirav Oshi, the Rabbanan of the Beis Medrash Rav Oshi, they would just wear shoes. They didn't care. Even on the Tanis Tzibor, when the rains didn't come to bubble for whatever issue, they would always wear shoes. Savre ki hodam or Shmuel, that they held like Shmuel, that says ain't Tanis Tzibor b'bavol tish above bilvad. There's no Tanis Tzibor. There's no halacha of five inuyim in Bavel to do the five inuyim like we see in our Mishnah that there's a Tanis Tzibor. That's talking about Eretz Yisrael, those Mishnahs, right? There's no Tanis Tzibor in Bavel where you do the five inuyim. The Mishnah's only by Eretz Yisrael. That's what they held. And if they wore sandals in Bavel on the equivalent of such a Tanis Tzibor, because they held that the Mishnah's halacha that during these following communal fast, you don't wear leather shoes. Well, that's only Eretz Yisrael that Mishnah is talking about. We don't have like a Tisha B'Av type of fast in Bavel besides Tisha B'Av. That was their Hanhaga, and that was why the Rabbanan wore shoes when they came to the Beis Medrash by Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes says, well, are they not keeping the fast? The Rabbanan had like Shmuel, who said that Ain't Tanis Tzibor B'Bavel and Tisha B'Av Belvad, that Mishnah is by Eretz Yisrael and Tisha B'Av only is the only day that we do the five inuyim, that we don't wear leather shoes. Otherwise, we always do in Bavel. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, lo v'adam taniso pareya. A person can borrow his tanis and pay it up later. Kiamrisa, what does that mean? It means that if you accept upon yourself, push it. Let's just go with the Rambam, and we'll just speed it out because we don't have so much time. Rambam says, if you accept upon yourself to fast a certain amount of days, and you decide, I'm going to do today, and you start fasting this day, today, that day, you start doing it, and then you never accept upon yourself to fast. It's a neder. You didn't make, you made a general neder. I'm going to fast 30 days, which whatever. And I decide I'm going to start doing. You start fasting. Then you have a good reason to stop fasting. We'll see. You have a good reason to stop fasting. Say there's a bris milah, some type of mitzvah, the other cases also. Then what you can do is you can say, okay, well, I'm going to fast. Even though I sort of started and made the commitment sort of to take on today, I'm going to stop in the middle. and I'll do it another day. I'll take on that fast a different day. But if you accept it upon yourself to fast this day, tomorrow, I say I'll fast tomorrow, then you can't. You have to follow through with that. You can't be loivu pareya. It's only if you accept it upon yourself generally a day, and you sort of started on this day, you can stop in the middle and say I'll do it later. That's how the Rambam learns it, and that's how the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, says. Okay, so he says this rule, a person can borrow his fast and pay it up later. I.e. not do it today and do it later. Can we say coming to Shmuel when this was said before Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says, because Rabbi Yehuda was originally a student of Rav and later on a student of Shmuel. So he says, can we say coming to Shmuel, I'm a Levi, ki neder kabo ale, the lasagi de la mishalim, let's re nafshe kabo ale, imatsi mitzayu nafshe, ilamatsi lamatsayu nafshe, says Shmuel had responded that he didn't make a neder, was a neder he made on himself, not to, right, the lasagi de la mishalim, he has to pay this up, let's re nafshe kabo ale, he just accepted upon himself a tanis. So he accepts upon himself to be Mitzayer himself. If he's able to, he'll do it. And if he's not able to, he won't do it. You have to know what the answer of Shmuel is to that statement of Rav Yehuda according to the Rambam. I don't know. Basically saying that you would a commitment to do something or not do something, an isser to do something or not, it's not an isser to eat and make except upon himself an isser to, you know, whatever. Atanas is he's able to Mitzayer himself. So if a good reason happens that he's not able to, or in the case where he's sick, many learn it means he's sick, like Toso says there. It means that he's sick. He was makabel to do a tanis. You try your best. You try your best, but if you can't do it, then you can't do it. It's not that he had to get something done. He accepted by himself. A tanis is this day I'm going to try to afflict myself, and he did try to afflict himself. If a reasonable reason occurs that he justifiably is not supposed to be afflicting himself on that day, or he's not able to afflict himself on that day, he should stop, and that doesn't compromise his initial acceptance, so he doesn't have to make it up later. That was the statement. Okay, fine. Ike de Amre, some say that this discussion occurred differently. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Leva Adam Tanesu Pareya, a person can break the Tanis and do it later. Can we say Kamei de Shmuel, when I said before Shmuel, Amar Li Peshita, Pashit, that you can do it later, Liyel Neder, Neder Milo Matzi Boi, by a neder, it's a neder. You made a tanis. A tanis is a neder. It's a commitment to do something. You didn't do it. Of course, like any other neder, like any other promise, you have to do it later. So of course you have to make it up. Rav Yehoshua bar Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yehoshua bar Rav Idi, the son of Rav Idi, traveled to the house of Rav Asi. Avdulei igla tilsa, and they prepared a calf that was a third of its growth. It was a third of its full growth. Amar lei, which is like very fine, you know, meat, whatever. Amar lei, they said to him, Lito Marmidi, please taste some. Right? Rav Asi made this for them. And they said, please take some. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Patanisa Yasivna, I'm sitting in the Tanis. Amar Levi said to him, they said to Rav Yeshua Bere, the Rav Idi, please taste some. And he said, I'm sitting in the Tanis, Patanisa Yasivna. Amar Levi, they said to him, Velozif Marvalifra, right, break it and pay it up later. Here's a good reason. Lasavar Marlahadar Marav Yehuda Marav, don't you order that of Rav Yehuda Marav? Who said loiv adam tenesu pareya, that you can break a fast and pay it up later? And again, look, kavod adam chashiv, to be mechabed adam chashiv, that's one of the good reasons. You're in the house of an adam chashiv, you pay Rav Asi in the house of Rav Asi, he's offering you something, you have to take it. That's another reason actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to break the fast and pay it up later. Okay, fine. Amar lahu, so we responded, no, you don't understand. Tanis chalomhu. It's a tanis chalom. But Amar Rav bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, and it was said over that Yafe tanis lechalom keesh lana oires. A tanis for a chalom burns it up like a fire burns up in the oires, like a fire burns up a string. We'll call it. It's not exactly the translation. A fire burns up a flax. Yeah, it's fine.
Weavings of flax.
Okay. So, fine. So the Tanis Mamash takes away the Chalom. Now, Tanis Chalom is you had a bad dream, and you fast the next day. You have to fast the next day. There is no acceptance of the fast. It's actually, Tanis Chalom has its like own rules for all the rules we were talking about before. Tanis Chalom, you have to fast that day. Tanis Chalom, you don't make an acceptance the previous day. There's no acceptance of it. It's just that you had the dream that night, obviously. So you just fast the rest of the day. You fast the whole day. There are other acceptances that apply to Tanis Chalom as well. Some say that by Tanis Chalom, you don't eat in the morning also. The Magen Avraham, I think, says that. That there's Rumah Mafmir by eating in the morning by a Tanis Chalom, because the second you woke up, you have to start fasting. Some say that.
Even before
Alos? Even before Alos. Because it's when you wake up, you start fasting. That's what the Magen Avraham says there. I don't know if we're passing that. Let's continue. So we say, Amar Rabba Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya. Fine. Sorry about that. First of the wide lines. Va'amar Rav Chista and says Rav Chista, Ubaba Yom, you have to fast that day. Va'amar Rav Yosef and says Rav Yosef, Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos you have to do a Tanis Chalom. If you had a dream, Leil Shabbos, oh, but you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So my Tekante, you're fixing your Tanis, but in a sense, you're also doing an Aveira on Shabbos. So famous Halacha, Leisev Tanisa L'Tanisa. You have to fast for having fasted on Shabbos. So not only do you have to fast on Shabbos, but for having fasted on Shabbos, you have to fast again the next day on Sunday. Okay. What is it? You would eat at night. Says the Mishnah, Avru Elu Velo Nenu. The original fasts, again, the three communal fasts starting from Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, Passover, and the rain hasn't come. Bezdin, Goizrin, Gimel Tanis, Achir, Salatimer, Bezdin decrees another three Tanisim, or Monday, Thursday, Monday, on the Tzibor, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, I don't know, on the Tzibor. Euchlin, Vishoisin, Mibodiom, and in these Tanisim, they have to stop eating from the day before, like a Tisha B'Av, v'asurin b'malacha, and they're usher to do work, b'rechitza b'sicha b'nilas asandal, and they can't wash, anoint themselves in oils, wear leather shoes, u'betash m'shamita, or have marital relations, v'noyelin esam echatzos, and they close up, they lock up the bathhouses because you can't wash. Avru elu v'lonenu, so those are like a full Tisha B'Av type of fast. If those pass over and they're still not answered, Bezdin gozrin alein od sheva. Bezdin will decree upon them another seven fasts. Shehin Yud Gimel Tanias ala Tzibor, which ultimately would equal 13 Tanias on the Tzibor. So the seven, obviously, is seemingly is to get to the Yud Gimel number. And again, Hare Elu Yaseiris ala Rishonis, those will be obviously the same as the previous fasts, and even more than the previous fasts. Shebe Elu, then, these last seven, Masriyan, they blow the shofar, V'noyelin Esa Chanuyos, and they close up the stores. B'sheni Matanim Hasheicha, on a Monday, they'll reopen the stores close to nightfall so that people can buy things that have what to eat after the fast on Monday night, right? So the Matanim HaSheicha, they'll open it by nightfall. Ubechamishi, and on a Thursday, Mitarin Mipnei Kavanah Shabbos. On a Thursday, the stores will be open the entire day because they covered Shabbos. People need to shop for Shabbos. Okay. If these pass over and they still are not answered, they do less business, they stop in the amount that they do business with, in building and plantings of simcha, same rules as the 3 weeks, actually, as far as business, being my own business, and building and planting of simcha, like the Mishnah Berurah speaks out there. And they'll also not do engagements and marriages similar to the 3 weeks. But Iris and Ibn Asuman also they won't do. Ubishaela Shalom ben Anam al Chavero. And they'll be mired also in greeting one another, greeting another person. Kibbutnei Adam and Azuvin Lamakam, like people that have been, they'll be conducting themselves in this way, they'll be conducting themselves like people, Hanazufin Lamakam, that are Nazufin, they're totally cut off from the Rabbana Shalom. They're like Gil, like in a Cherem. They're cut off. Hayechidim. And that'll be the end of the communal fast. However, the Yechidim, who remember started fasting on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin, they'll continue fasting until the end of Nisan. Yatzin Nisan v'yardu geshamim, and if rains come after Nisan, that's a simen klala. We don't want rains after Nisan already. Shnemar halok tzirchitim ayom v'goymer. As the pasuk says, isn't it the tzirchitim ayom? Isn't today the day of harvest? It's no longer the rain season. It's no longer the growth season. It's now the harvesting season. We're finished. The rains after that are not good. Whatever crop there is will be damaged by the rains. Says the Gemara, Vashlama Kulawis Bahu Tanig, Rechitza Vesich, Vatash Vashamita, all those things have tanig, right? Washing, anointing, round relations of a malacha, tsarhu, but to work, work is painful. Why shouldn't they be able to work on a fast day? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kitshu Tzom, make holy the day of fast, Karo Atzara, and call it Atzara, Asvu Zikanim. Literally, Atzara, we call it Tzeres, it means it's joining together, everything comes together. That's why Shemini Atzeres is called Atzeres, Shavuos is called Atzeres, everything's coming together, it's the end. So, Karo Atzara, make it Kaddish, i.e. Kitchu Tzom, And Kroatzeris, we're calling it Atzara. Kroatzara really means call everyone together. Atzara is a canem, gathering the elders, right? So we compare it, we read Atzara like Atzeres, meaning the yontif of Atzeres, of Shavuos, for example. So we say it's like Atzeres. Ma'atzeres, we see in the pasuk like Atzeres. Ma'atzeres, asur b'asiyas malacha, av tanis asura b'asiyas malacha. And just like Atzeres, Shavuos is asur in malacha, so too, tanis is asur to do malacha. Ima Atzeres ma'orta, av tanis nami ma'orta. If, however, if so, Shavuos is asur to do malacha from nightfall already. So to batana should be also to do malacha at nightfall. And although the eating you can't do from the day, from the nightfall already, you have to stop eating, malacha would be permissible until the day. We'll see. Amar Rabbi Zeira Lididima Farshali Mini the Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba. I explained the name of Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba. Amar Krah that the Pasuk says Asvu Zekanim. The Pasuk that's calling it, comparing it to Atzeres, is discussing at a time of gathering in the elders. Dumi Asiva Zekanim, to say that when are we saying that it's like Atzeres? At the time when you have Asiva Zekanim of the elders gathering together. And Masiva Zekanim Biyom, Aftsom Nami Biyom. So too, the gathering of the elders will only be together, as just as the gathering of the elders is only during the day. Right, they don't get everyone at night back then was in their homes, they didn't have electricity. So, aftsom nami biyom, and it was dangerous, so we didn't have street lights and stuff like that. So, aftsom nami biyom, so too, the fasting is also during the day that we're referring to here regarding doing malacha is only going to be during the day because we compare it to the time of Asiva Zekanim, which is during the day. So, we see an Isra Masiyas Malacha, and the Isra of doing malacha is only during the day, and we see the Isra of doing malacha from Kroat Sara. Kitchut so make it Kaddish, make it holy. Kro Atzara, compare it, we're reading it like this. Call it like Atzeres, right, to not do Malacha. When? Then Asvu Zekanim, at the time when you have a Siva Zekanim. You have the Zekanim coming together. Ve'ema Matiya recites from the middle of the day. Amar of Shisha Bere, the Rav Idi, Misayeli, La Rav Hunet, Amar Mitzafer Knufya. Say that has starting from the middle of the day. We say that when the time of the Zekanim, the elders gather together, it's in the middle of the day. We see, like Rav Chista says, that Mitzafer Kenufya. When did we gather together? In the beginning of the morning already. So we see the time of Asiva Zekanim is in the morning. Mitzafer Kenufya. That when you gather together for an issue, you gather together in the beginning of the morning. It's actually good that we stop there because we're going to carry over in that discussion.